USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The latest in a string of mass shootings, a gunman has opened fire at a cabinet-making company in Bryan, Texas. One person is dead and several are wounded, including a state trooper who was shot while pursuing the suspect.
The suspect shot at our trooper. Our trooper was shot. He has been life-flighted to St. Joseph's Hospital in Bryan.
Officer Craig Cummings said the suspect is in custody. It happened the same day that President Biden announced some executive actions to take on gun control. He said the issue is a public health crisis.
Enough prayers. Time for some action.
The president also pushed Congress to move forward on some issues he promised as a candidate.
This Senate should immediately pass three House-passed bills to close loopholes that allow gun purchasers to bypass the background checks.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The suspect in a mass shooting in South Carolina turns out to be a former NFL player. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
A doctor, his wife, their two young grandchildren, and a handyman were among those murdered Wednesday evening at a home in York County, South Carolina. They died as a result of gunshot wounds, according to York County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Trent Ferris.
We're shocked that this type of incident happened in our area, in Rock Hill, especially with the amount of people who were involved. We have found the person we believe is responsible, and we are with them at this time.
A sixth victim remains in the hospital. Philip Adams, a former National Football League cornerback who played six seasons in the league with six different teams, has reportedly been identified as the gunman. Mr. Adams turned the gun on himself just after midnight. Adams was a defensive back for the teams including San Francisco 49ers, Atlanta Falcons, and had recently been a patient of the deceased doctor. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Taliban spokesman claims insurgents targeted an airbase in southern Afghanistan. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The Taliban spokesman claimed the attack at the Kandahar airfield was targeted with multiple missiles, causing heavy human and material losses. Not so, says Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
There were no casualties, no damage, and in fact, preliminary indications are that these rounds didn't even fall inside the perimeter of the airfield.
The Taliban appear to be pushing the Biden administration to make good on a promise to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by May 1st. DOD spokesman John Kirby says the attack hurts the chance for peace.
Clearly, as I said, we condemn the attack, and we believe that this decision to provoke even more violence remains disruptive to what we believe is an opportunity for peace.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Facebook has announced it's going to start labeling posts to make satire more obvious and the origin of other posts. The company is now adding new labels such as satire page to posts in Facebook's newsfeed. They're also going to clarify the origin of content as public official or fan page, according to Facebook. Last summer, Facebook began to apply labels to state-controlled media outlets to make it clear they may be under the influence of government. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.